breaking news from the NBA. James Harden is now with the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, gone.
So that's happened this morning after his interesting post-game interview yesterday. He's now at the Nets. There's a lot that's happened in this trade. It does involve Aussie Dante Exum as well, who it does look like would be at Houston going forward, which I'm not overly thrilled about on his behalf. But to get those thoughts on the trade and maybe how he thought James Harden reacted, Chris Goulding, the Melbourne United star. I don't want to put you under too much pressure, Chris, as we welcome you to the show, but what do you make of the last 24 hours from the NBA with James Harden and that unique press conference, and then got the trade he wanted, but probably not something we want to see in the sport of basketball?
Morning, guys. You put me on the spot here. I've just woken up to that news. But obviously he's been looking for a trade for quite some time. I wasn't sure he was going to land at Brooklyn, but they've obviously got an interesting situation going on with Kyrie Irving as well, so that's going to be intriguing to see how those three players work out, KD, Kyrie, and now James Harden.
They will be able to make a reality TV show about that because James Harden, well, the thing I liked about him the last couple of weeks is he made me look fit because he certainly wasn't in the best condition, but unfortunately he's got what he wanted and that Brooklyn team is now going to be stacked with talent. And speaking of stacked of talent, Melbourne United going into next season, I think last season it was almost like a horse race that just didn't have much luck at various stages but finished off nicely. It must have been a little bit frustrating at times, few injuries, a little bit of inconsistency, but positive signs towards the end of the season and a lot to like going into the new season.
Yeah, I think last year, you're right, we were too inconsistent, and certainly early on in the season. And once you get to the back end and realise you're in with the shot, you kind of rue those missed chances earlier on. But that's done now, and we've got a new group. You know, we've got some new exciting players. We feel we're in a good spot, and it all starts tomorrow night, which you know, a lot of us are so excited about. It's been a really long time to play a proper game of basketball.
And a boom recruit as well, Scotty Hobson. Some college basketball fans will remember his work at Tennessee and recently over in New Zealand with the Breakers. What do you expect he'll bring to the team, and how pumped are you to have him as a new teammate?
Yeah, he's been great so far, Scotty. He's a guy that comes with experience from all over the world and a lot of things on a basketball court. So, you know, I expect some nights he'll be able to score 25, 30 points. Some nights he'll, you know, have so much attention on him that he'll facilitate the basketball and make everyone else vibe a little bit easier. And that's kind of what we're looking for out of everyone. Everyone's really talented and has a high basketball IQ. So we want to help each other out, knowing that, you know, on any given night, anyone can go for 20-odd points.
And Chris, how exciting for the club and for the competition to have access to Jock Long, Landale, sorry about that. Exciting to say, you know, it might be the stepping stone for him to potentially hit an NBA career at some stage.
Yeah, he's definitely an NBA talent, and I think he'll get there. Hopefully it comes off the back of a really strong season with us. He's a guy that's grown up in Melbourne, and been in Europe for a couple of years, having some great seasons. So exciting for him to be back home and, well, hopefully play in front of friends and family if we can get there. But a really good club. We're a really good club that we feel he can flourish within. And as you said, stepping stone to the NBA, that's his plan.
How much did you pack away to take to Cairns when you were meant to go on a 5-day trip that ended up being a lot longer? And is that the way you're going to have to be this year to be flexible and agile through the entire season, hopefully?
Yeah, I think we'll definitely be packing more for our next road trip. A few of the guys have been wearing the same shirt, same shorts, the quite But, yeah, there was a mad rush on about day 6 to the washing machine. So, had to work out a little bit with that. But, you know, that's just part of it, you know. We probably weren't as prepared as we need to be, but going forward, we know that, look, you're going on the road, you're going to play a game, there's a chance you might not come back. So, how we deal with that and how we can turn our attention to playing good basketball in the midst of all this craziness is going to be a telling factor.
Chris, you sound quite upbeat and jovial about the uncertainty. Has that been the important thing that the team's focused on, making the best of it, maybe having a joke when you can and not getting down about it and not worrying about something you can't control?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the human part of it comes into play as well, of not knowing when you're going to see your family, and the emotions of, you know, guys having wives and small children by themselves back in Melbourne. But at the end of the day, we've got a date when we think we're going to see them again. And, you know, we're very privileged to be basketballers. We get to travel around, get paid to play the game that we love. So, you know, it's a balance. There's emotions that come into it. But for the most part, we're very lucky and we understand we're in a position. And, you know, it's not going to do anyone any good if we're walking around sulking and complaining about stuff. So we're trying to attack it. And as I said, the most important thing for us in the next sort of 48 hours, 24 hours, is playing some really good basketball.
Well, Chris, we really appreciate the effort that all the players and everyone involved in the sport is going to keep it continuing and keep everyone entertained during this difficult period. Best of luck against Adelaide tomorrow night in the season opener, and hopefully Melbourne United can have a big season.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us.
Chris Conley, they're the star from Melbourne United. Mackett, you've been an absolute star.
Thank you. Good on you, Quinny. Looking forward to it. Can I read one really quick text as well? Morning, Quinny. Love your work. Saw you on the NFL show the other week. If they hadn't introduced you, I wouldn't have recognised you. About time you got a new photo for the paper. Don't you love that?
So. Yeah, not sure there's any way I can sort of merge that to be a compliment in any capacity.
And I did